This is a poem that was published in Genesis West early last summer, in which a series of my poems were introduced by Barney Childs of the English department here. This poem is called Spanish BC, and once again, I'm getting interested in Vancouver Island plus other places up and down the coast that happen to have Spanish place names, but no Spaniards anymore, because the Spaniards and the Russians and the English and the Indians were all competing for that stretch of unnavigable waters. Spanish BC. God is letting the shore lie where it may, edging out from here, under ships, journey to Japan, back into the land with feelers probing the shore, dots on the map, stopping places of Spanish boats, fish drying quackyoodle eyes watching them come, big barks with wings and Europe's diseases brought around the horn. Juan de Fuca, straight to the west coast and out to the ice cap, Anacortes, wild island swept brute shoulder of mute boulder and mud banked trees, San Jose Bay of seals and sea lions locked in fog. Galleon places these, Armada places, Iberian places at the Nada Mas drop edge of the map, Juan Perez Sound, Laredo Sound, Camaño Sound, Spanish Sound, remaining to it all, the Anglo-Saxon Indian stretch of British Columbia, even the name shared. Remaining to the city, too, where rain will not erase the dust of Juan de Fuca, Alma Street, Blanca Street, Balaclava Street, mispronounced by bus drivers breaking by them, Spanish banks of crumbling clay and historic markers hidden in the tangled coastline trees. God is letting the shore lie where it may. While Broadway blasts into the middle of the thing, sustaining plastic signs over fish and chips emporiums. Dios permite que la costa se apoye donde le gusta. The city Vancouver, last blow of commerce against the rock, absorbs by name only the effort of those dead Spaniards. They fought across, drove a stake into the Pacific and turned north, created California, thick Spanish Main on the way, naming Oregon, striving on the rip of Juan de Fuca, dwindling numbers, seeking a river in the million frozen fjords of the Columbia coast. In the end, the Nordic Sea killed them, drove them back, sent them to California, summer or the bottom of the sea, back to Iberia, for the ice wore them out, arrested them and waited for the British.